We'll start from the Samach Tes Amud Beis on the bottom of the page. Boy, Rabba. Rabba has a number of questions that he asked already yesterday, and he has some more. Now, the question is made up of two parts. One part of the question is, how do we interpret somebody's words? In the Gemara, every word is meduyik betachlis. When somebody speaks, he's supposed to be so pedantic and scrutinize every word he says and then try to infer that because he said this, he didn't mean that. Or people speak, they speak. They're loose with their words. That's one side of the question. And the other side of the question, legally, even if he meant this, what is the legal connotation? When we say that a person has 24 hours, like later on we're going to ask, a person has 24 hours to either confirm his wife's or daughter's neder or he can annul it. Does the pshat is he has 24 hours, he can do whatever he wants, keep on changing his mind 1,000 times? Or the pshat is he has 24 hours to exercise his right once? What does it mean? And before that, the question is, can I today, within 24 hours, exercise my right that something should begin after 24 hours? What's pshat 24 hours? That's when the hafara or the kiyum has to begin? Well, that's when I have to talk about it and to make a decision and resolve, blah, 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 but it can start afterwards. So these are all questions that the Rabbah has. So let's start. First interpretation. Boy, Rabbah asks a question. If a father says to his daughter, kayim l'chi hayoim. Now, the word hayoim is redundant. You just say kayim l'chi. I'm confirming in neder. What do you mean kayim l'chi hayoim? So if it would be a Gemara, you would right away say hayoim today, but not tomorrow. But when people talk, how do we interpret it? Do we say that what the father meant, command amalom mufulachi lemachar? Did he mean that today I'm be mekayim? What do you mean today and not what? But tomorrow I want it to be hafara. Is that what he meant to say? Do we make that inference? You can't make these kind of inference. He didn't say it because he didn't say it. He said I'm mekayim today. That's all he says. That's all we can work with. And therefore there's a kiyum. In other words, even if legally he had the right to be mekayim today and be made for tomorrow because he said it today, but is that what he meant? And even if you want to top the next page, and even if you want to say the fact is he didn't say it, and none of that. Saying hayoim is very common.
It means till sunset.
We don't even ask that because it means, yeah. Remember, only you said yoim means 24 hours, but if you said hayoim or yoim zeh, it means till sunset. Now, okay, hayoim, it's common for people say today, and they don't mean, even though it's a little bit extra, that's how you talk. Okay, today I'll be mekayim your neder. As if to say, maybe next time you make a neder, I won't. So lav dafki means, and tomorrow shouldn't. What about, you said an extra word, l'chayda, really is out of place. We don't make an inference. Amala, he said, why make an inference? Because maybe that's how people talk. What about if he said to him, this is a strange lashon, mufulachi lemachar. Instead of saying, I'm in Mekayim you today, he clearly said, I am being made for tomorrow. Now, what about today? Now, that's very modern. If you wanted to be made for today, what would you have said? Either I would have said, be made for today, or I would have said, be made for. By saying, I'm being made for tomorrow, it sounds like you're saying, but not today. And here already, you can't say that's how people talk. This is not the normal way of talking. So here, there's more reason to say that there's an inference that has to be read into it. That today I want to be Mekayim, tomorrow I'll be made for. But the fact that I didn't say it.
I'm allowing you to stay with your neder for 24 hours. That's all I'm allowing you.
Exactly. So the question here is, we say, lemacha, lemotzi meifer. Do we say, no, we got going.
That means by the time he cancels it tomorrow, he's maybe too late.
Oh, so do we say that we read the inference? And what would the inference be that he's Mekayim today? And once he's Mekayim today, he can no longer be meifer. Do we say, in this case, we will read inferences. Because even though he didn't say it, that's what he meant. I'm being Mekayim Neder today. I want to be Mekayim Neder today. How can we make for tomorrow? Do we say, even in this case, since he didn't say clearly these words, I am being Mekayim you today. People are not very careful with the words. They're very loose with the words. They don't even read. They speak like I'm like an ignoramus. He said tomorrow. He meant today. He meant starting today, which by tomorrow also for sure will be mufur. In other words, even in this case, we don't read into his words. So these two questions are basically questions of interpretation. Do we draw inferences of how people speak, or we don't? Now we're going to ask a legal question. And if you're going to argue, I feel like even so. If you're going to tell me that not, we will draw an inference. And not only draw an inference, and therefore what's going to... Maybe let's say you're going to tell me, for argument's sake, we'll draw an inference and say he meant to say today be Mekuyim, and tomorrow be mufrid. And since he's clearly with Mekayim today, the hafara tomorrow doesn't kick in. Because once the kiyum during these 24 hours, the whole window, 24 hours, it's mekuyim. How can I come to after 24 hours and be made for what I was mekayim already? Finished. Okay. Let's now talk legally. What about if he said to her, kayim l'chisha mahu? What happens? He says, kayim, I'm mekayim to you for an hour. Now that definitely, let's talk interpretation, let's talk legally. Interpretation, that's very odd. Kayim l'chisha, maybe. But kayim l'chisha, sounds like, for instance, there's a party going on. Now, I know that my daughter loves to drink wine, and I know if she drinks wine, she'll get drunk, and it'll be bad for a shidduch, because the prospective chassan's at the thing. She made a neder, she won't drink wine. So I'm confirming that neder, but I don't care afterwards what she does. I only want this moment, this 3-hour window over here to be here. But now, the shy like this, two things. Did he mean that? Did he mean, first inference, did he mean only for the hour or two, and then after the one, the neder's off, number one. And number two, when we say that a person has a window of 24 hours, what's pshat? That I have 24 hours, I can do whatever I want, willy-nilly, I can go back and forth. Or the pshat is that I have 24 hours to exercise my right. But once you've exercised it, once I was mekayim, I can no longer be made for it. You can be shoyel. You can be shoyel on Yaakov, that's all. Yeah, we're not talking about that. Shoyel means you got to go through the rabbanim and do the process. Here we're talking about you yourself, on your own. Says the Gemara, Kayim l'chisha ma'u. Me, I mean, do we say, command amalo, as if he said to him, Mufa l'chila chashodami. First of all, do we draw an inference if he says, I want, I'm a Kayim neder for the moment? Does that mean, but after the moment, the neder is no longer kuyim? That's number one. I dilma hayla amalo. But even in this case, we don't draw inferences, even though it's clear that there's an inference that should be read here, but the fact is, you have to verbalize it. If you're going to argue that we don't make any interpretations, no inferences, let me ask a question. What would Taka be the din if he clearly said so? If he clearly said, I am being Mekayim you for 2 hours and then I'm being Mefer. Do you have that right? Yeah, which is the original. Yeah, this is a concluding question. Do we say that you have a right, you have an exercise, you have the right to exercise once in the 24 hours? Once you exercise the Kiyim, the Mekuyim, how can you then be Mefer? No, you have 24 hours, you can do whatever you want. You can go back and forth. I can mekayim you 1 hour, make for the next hour, mekayim the next hour, make for the next hour. Not inference, but outright. So made over here also. So how do we understand? So the Gemara is going to say, there's a lot of questions here. We don't know how to answer any of the questions, but the last one we're going to answer. And then Gemara is going to show that even the last one they have no answer for. Toshma, come in here, this is the answer. If a woman says, Hareini Nazira, and that's clear, you see right here in this Mishnah, but also you see, in the Chumash actually, a man and a woman can both be a Nazir, and that's why everyone asks on the Casey Placey when he goes to the whole Adich, is why only a man can be a Nazir, not a woman. It's a fetish everywhere that a woman can be a Nazir. Anyway, a woman says, I will be a Nazir, Vishama, Baila, her husband heard, and he said the words, Va'ani and I, and me too. And me too. Well, what does me too mean? And I will also be a Nazir. So it says over here, Ein yachal lahafir. In other words, if you're saying me too, you're confirming that you don't mind if she's a Nazir. In fact, it's a good idea. And I also want it, right? I'm saying it's a good idea. So that's a confirmation. Says the Braisa, he can no longer be Mefer. Now, the Chayda we understood right now, why can't you no longer be Mefer? Why can't he 10 minutes later say, and I want my wife's Nazir to fall apart? I'll be a Nazir, not her. Why can't he be made for it?
By saying me too, you implied yes.
Yeah, exactly. But l'chayda, if the word is that 24 hours, I have a right to be made for it. When I said that I will be a nazir, me too, I need to confirm her naziris. Otherwise, how do I become a nazir? I never said I'll become a nazir. I said va'ani and me too. So another me too what? So she had to become a nazir and then transfer that naziris to me. So for 5 minutes, she had to become a nazir. So why can't I then break it afterwards? Is a raya that once you've exercised your right, whatever it may be, that's it. You've lost your right anymore. That's it. You have only one right. You have only one option. Kiyum or hafari. You did one. It's over.
Otherwise, he could change his mind. Everything.
Exactly. Within 24 hours. Trading mother. So he's a raya to Rabba's question. Amai luchayda name. Let him say. When I said ani al nafsha, I meant on myself. I wasn't really referring to myself. The havi nazir. That I want to be a nazir. It's good for me. But not for her. Aval Harenin is either the law, but her statement that she wants to be a Nazir. The Shoach is Kaima, only for 1 minute, only for 1 moment, I'm going to be a Kaima. Why am I going to be a Kaima? Because I need her to become a Nazir in order for me to become a Nazir. Abel Achashah, after I became a Nazir, after that moment, Ibai Lefer Manioch Lover, why can't I break it? Must be Lav Mishum, the Kiva, the Kaima. Must be. Once you become a Kaima.
for at least 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But Lechola will also stand as Zeris is 30 days anyway.
Yeah, but he could be made. He has a right to be made for it. He has a right to be made for it. So when he said in the Zeris, no, but like this, you've seen the Gemara's answer. He has a right to be Mefer, so therefore he's saying, I want it to be a Nazir for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to break it. There's no Nazir at all. A husband has a right to be Mefer than Naziris. Says the Gemara, law, you misunderstood. He's not saying, if he would have said what I meant was that she should be a Nazir for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to break it, maybe he could break it. Maybe they have 24 hours and go back and forth. However, what he said was, when he said Vani, we're interpreting Vani means, I want to be a total nazir for 30 days, and there. And since I said, and me too, sounds like exactly what she'll be. No, it's as if I'm confirming, not that she should be a nazir for 5 minutes, I'm confirming that she should be a nazir for 30 days. That's why I can't change my mind. If I said I'd be mekayim you the neder, I didn't say for how long. I can be made for 5 minutes later. But if I said I'm mekayim you the neder for 30 days, then there's no question, even Abba would never have a question, how can we make for 5 minutes later? You already mekayim it for 30 days, it's too late. So that my answer's lie.
In any case, when you became and then you make it, can you go back and change your mind?
That's the question. Do you have 24 hours to change your mind, or was it line up? Because really, you could change your hour. You could change. Maybe you could change your mind every 2 seconds. But over here, talking about kol va'ani. Whenever he says va'ani, command the amar kaim l'chil olam, as if he's saying, I'm a kaim her forever. Va'ani. What do I want for myself? I want myself to be a nazir, a proper nazir for 30 days. And if I say and me too, that means I'm saying that I'm equal to her. So what am I really saying? That she should be also 30 days. How can I be made for afterwards? But if I would have clearly said that I'm a kaim for 10 minutes, I can come later and, or I don't say a time, I just say I'm a kaim, I can come 5 minutes later and break it again, maybe. So none of Rabba's questions were resolved. And interesting, Abai had nothing to say over here. You know, Abai always has something to say to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, but here, Rabba. Okay. Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, if the father, now remember there was shutrim between the father and the son-in-law when she's engaged, and together they have to break the neder, but the father's role is far stronger than the chassan's role. So what happens if the father dies, the chassan, and it can no longer annul the neder on his own, because he doesn't have the power to annul on his own, he needs the father. Now what if the father dies, the husband does not yashin the father's role, he cannot unilaterally break her neder. However, if I cared, mesa baal, but if the husband dies, if the chassan dies, since the father till now unilaterally able to break the neder, now there's no longer a chassan, so we go back to the original state, he's unilaterally can break the neder. But there, yofik koicha, mekoicha baal, this is the baal, yeah. You would have thought that once, since the chassan was in the geyer now that this net was made at a time when there's a chassan.
So even though the clause, the moment he dies, she goes back to the father anyway.
Actually, we'll soon see. We'll need a pasuk. Could the net happen at a time when the chassan was involved? So we can have a pasuk to tell us that the father can do unilaterally. Otherwise, he wouldn't know. Because now that the two parties to it, maybe that's how it has to be. So that's where you say yafa koich av mekerabam. However, b'davar achar, in something, another matter, yafa koich abal mekoich av. There's one aspect that the baal is stronger than that. What is that? Shabal meifi bebagar. Once the girl is 12 and a half years old, the father has no longer any reshus over his daughter finished. However, the husband, the chassan, not the husband, the chassan, even after she's 12 and a half years old, he can annul a neder. Ba'av einu meifi bagar. Not married yet, just a chassan.
If the father has rishus till 12 and a half, why does he only have to support it till 60 years old or something? That's not fair, not supporting, but having the right to do what to do.
We learned in Gemara that it's Sadaka and the Bezin. We learned in all these stories in Gemara that Bezin would go in and force him, if he had money, to go and support his daughter. Ashrei oisa Sadaka b'choleis. So b'choleis, is it?
In other words, on the day before she becomes 12 and a half, she makes a
neder. Oh, no, talk about it.
He doesn't have 24 hours, theoretically.
Yeah, you want to talk about it. Let me just tell you, there's a kitchen. I think I told you, there's a kitchen Chanaruch. The kitchen Chanaruch that was printed in Lemberg in the time of the kitchen Chanaruch, or right after he passed away, in Hichot Zdoka, I told you this last time, had one particular law. The next time they printed it, they put it in parentheses, and the next time they printed it, they took it out completely. And that is, when you give Meiser Geld, the first kitchen Chanaruch, which I have at home, but now they printed it on the bottom there, first kitchen Chanaruch says that when do you give Meiser? After you pay out all your necessities, your rent, your food, your clothes, and whatever balance you have, 10% of that is Maisa. The next, why? Because the next one put that in parentheses.
Oh, yeah.
And the next one took it out completely. Look at the Nukis Ganoch, doesn't have it. You got to get 10% for whatever you earn. You earn $500 a week, you got to get 10%. But Ganoch said that in the first one, that was Lember Tuf Reish Mem Dalad, which I'm not sure if it was B'chai or not.
Where was it, Miss Gerasrit? Which version was Miss
Gerasrit? I don't remember Miss Gerasrit being on that. You have to look in every print. It's all new prints. I looked over here. I found a print that had it, that didn't have it, like nothing existed. But the one I have at home has it.
What about if you give 10% initially and you haven't got enough for your
And I just saw a letter from the Rebbe, somebody this week, the Rebbe writes that you know, you have to give Maisa Geld, but you don't have to be so medactic in making sure it's only 10%. You're allowed to be mahad a little bit.
Yeah, but then if you haven't got enough to pay your own expenses later, what then?
That's what it is. You'll find very few people quote the Kitchen Lara because it doesn't help anybody, except the people who have to give the tzedakah. It doesn't help any of the Maisas who need the tzedakah. Okay. Now, the Baal, the husband, has a koyach with his fiance, even though she's after 12 and a half. When she made the neder, the Gemara will discuss. We're talking about she made the neder before she's 12 and a half or after 12 and a half. And the father does. Okay, Gemara. My time, first of all, what's the reason that the father has such control over his daughter, Lamakro? It says in the Pasik, Binorea, base of the. It says, why Taka can't the Chassan do it? What the father died, why can't the Chassan do it? Because it says in the Pasik, Binorea, Kozman, she's a Naira, base of ear, she's connected to the father. So the Chassan cannot take over unilateral control over his fiance. Okay. But let me ask a question. You said, Mesa Balnas, the husband died, the chassan died, the entire Rishus goes to the father. How do we know? Minolan, how do we know that? Omar Rabba says, Rabba, Omar Kro, it says in Pasik. Vim Hoyo, Sihi Eliish, it says in Pasik. Vim Hoyo, Sihi, it's a double. Hoyo is Lashon Havoya, which is Kedushin. So what does it say twice? Hoyo, Sihi Eliish, it's a double Kedushin. And it says, you know, if it's a Nedan and all that. Makish. We compare the, just like before the first kedushin to before the second kedushin should be exactly like before the first kedushin. Before the girl ever got engaged, if she made a neder, who has total control to cancel her nedarim, to revoke her nedarim? The father. So if she got divorced from the first, or the first one died and she didn't get engaged yet a second time, who has now total control again?
Father.
The father. That's why Nisreik Nelushu is lav. Provided, but if she got engaged within the same 24 hours, the new husband then takes over the first husband, which we'll see in the Gemara later. So Gemara Makish, Koid Mehavayishniya, we compare the proceedings that take place before she gets engaged a second time, the Koid Mehavayishniya. Ma Koid Mehavayishniya of made for the father can be made for alone, Av Koid Mehavayishniya of made for the father can be made for long. Freddy Gemara Be'ema, let us say, Hani Mili Benadarim Shaloi Niru La'arus. Maybe, how do we know to make that drasha? Maybe, when does the father have unilateral control? And since there was never an arus involved, the father was there alone when she made the neder, so the father alone can cancel the neder. Ava Benadarim Shaniru La'arus. If she made a neder when she was engaged, so at that moment, that juncture, two people had a shaykh. The neder, the father and the chassan. And then the chassan died. How do you know that the father can unilaterally cancel her neder, a null neder? Loi motzi meifarav, maybe can't. Says the Gemara. Even a dodim shalai nidul in the orus, if this pasuk is only coming to teach you that the chassan died and she makes new nedarim and the father is the only one, it can do it unilaterally, and these nedarim we're talking about, a nedarim that the chassan was not alive at the time she made the neder, what do you need a pasuk for that? While she's a naira, whatever she does is totally the father's. Must be the chiddush of that pasuk, how you see, is that she made the neder when there's another person involved. And then that other person is gone, the father alone can do it. That's the chiddush. Okay, but you have a koyach av mekoyach baal. Here the koyach av is greater than the koyach baal. Then the mission concludes. There's a case where the baal is strong in the av. When's the baal strong in the av? In a case in which she's a bagger. So the gemara, hey chidami, what exactly are you talking about? When did she make the nether? Ilema shekicha, the chassan got her engaged kishinara, when she was under 12 and a half. And then while they were engaged, she became a begetis. And you tell me that he's stronger than the father, that the father is no longer involved, that the begetis and the chassan is. Let's understand. Misa might see a mishusab. If the father dies, then she is no longer controlled by the family. That's it. It's not like the father can yashin to the children the control of his daughter. It doesn't pass on to the children, like we have by Mion. It doesn't pass on to the children. Misa completely cancels any nexus between the daughter and the father.
She's not married. She's her own
Let's say, yeah, exactly.
She's 12 and... She's
an ulcer. No, but what about Misa? If a father dies, and she's 11 and a half years old, who controls her now? Nobody. So just like Misa completely severs any ties between the daughter and the family... And we also know Bagrus, also Maitzia Mishas. Oh, when a girl is 12 and a half, the father no longer has control. Because the Pasuk says, Benurea Beisavir, Kol Shavach Nurea Beisavir. So we learn from that, but once she's 12 and a half, the father no longer control. Nu. And we know, Ma Misa, if the father dies, Loi Nisrik Nurushus Labal, when the father dies, we know that what happens. Does the Chassan take over total control? Let's say she made a neder when the father was alive, and then the father died. Does the chassan take over full control? We just had in the Mishnah before. No, the chassan does not take full control because the chassan is only half. So if she made a neder when she was 12, under 12 and a half, and now that she's over 12 and a half, how can the chassan take full control? Just like the father died, the chassan is not taking full control. The father's alive, but she's over 12 and a half. What's the difference between Bagrus and Misa? Why are you telling? No, but if we understood she made a neder when she was 12 and 1 day or 2 hours before she became a Bagrus, and you're telling me that the chasna unilaterally can cancel, on what basis? If the father would have died, could the chasna unilaterally tell? No, because he only has 50% right. Nobody, so she's stuck with an edim. That's my question. So must be...
50%
he's 50%. It's meaningless. Like, yeah. Exactly, on its own, it's meaningless. Must be talking about he was Mekadosh when she's over 12 and a half. And he's Kaddish over 12 and a half, and therefore there's no connection to the father, and the Chassan has full control. Nope, we already know the din that the Chassan has full control once he's 12 and a half. What do we know from? It says, Haboy Geddes. Shashah, so you be Chaddish. Even if they didn't get married, they got engaged and they're going to get married, and normally you wait 12 months. They waited 12 months, and then what's the din? The Machlik's Abedding Achachamim, the what? That whether the after 12 months we looked in the beginning of Ksuvis, the Chassan has to now feed his wife, has all the chiyuvim, even though he didn't get married, he has all the chiyuvim to take care of his wife and so on and so forth. So there, actually, and therefore, what do you call it? After 12 months, he tells me Zeresh Yakov, and he wrote Shas Mefurish, and he comes, it's a chutzpah. Your tate is meaningless. Oy. Anyway, so a baguette is as soon as 12 months are over, the husband takes control. Yeah, so exactly. So if the husband takes full control, so we already know that the husband can therefore cancel the dadim. What's the chiddush mishnah here? So before the Gemara deals with that, the Gemara right away asks, 12 months. Haguf Akasha, Amid, just have Begeres, just have Begeres, but Begeres, Lamed, Shnei, Begeres, Begeres, Lamed, Yem, Sagala, we know the din is by Begeres 30 days. This mission that we had in Ksuvah, that you have to wait, you know, we had in the beginning of the business, about 12 months, talking about a Naira, give it time to get ready. But a Begeres is 30 days. Says the Gemara, Tani, Begeres, Usha, Shah, so you'd be Chaydish. As the Ran explains, a Begeres, the day she becomes a Begeres, you still wait 12 months. But as time goes on, it gets less and less and less, and then it comes to 30 days. So therefore, most begetters are not, you know, 12 months. They're 30 days. They're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. So they read the Mishnah as if it says, begetters, usha shah, so you have a case. Okay, that was a digression.
As the time goes by, what gets less and less?
The older you are, the less time you need to prepare.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's more psychological than anything else. You have to get into the right mindset. Mm-hmm. I'm getting married. You're an adult already. You're ready thought it through, and you know you're ready to get married. Become on cash. We have a cash money. 2 minutes to tell you the same thing. And for the Gemara, Yibai, say, Mahachadavka, our mission here is the most important mission to tell you that one's that the chassan marries or wants to beget us, he has total control. Why is a chassan? He has total control after the 30 days. Begetters on the chassan. Why? We learn later in the mission about begetters. Should the boy flug it up to tell you that there's a machlekes, a blazer, rabbanon. That even our mission is a stam. There's a machlekes afterwards, and we know when it's a stam and a machlekes. We don't pass like the stam. That's why we repeat it again. There's a chiddush there. Or you boys say, but begetters dafke. Really, the next mission is the main mission. But I did the nos of reisha, but then I say v'name bazeh. So the tell us that the other mission is the main one. Let's put it on inside. Iboy say, but get is the hachadavka. Our Mishnah, the main one. Why is it said it repeated again the next Mishnah? He wanted to inform you that it's not a stam, there's a machlekes. Not everyone agrees. Okay, that's one shot. Let's just go to the next Ran. The main one is the next one. The Hossam who she hischil hatanil lahashmi ainu din begeres. The main Mishnah to teach you the din of begeres is in the next Mishnah. The Masnis and Kamaisa ain toides tamola. The first Mishnah is not really talking about what begeres and all that is. El aidi the nasiv reisha bazu yafu koychabem koychabal. Since you came along and you introduced to us that the father is strong in the chassan, we want to show the contrast that there's another side to it, where sometimes the chassan is stronger. So we bring the din about begeres. But we're not out here to teach the din of begeres. We're only saying according to one tana, the bedavar acha, according to one tana, the chassan is also stronger than the father. But we're not here to teach the din of begeres. Next Mishnah. Nodra, she made a neder, he arusa, she made a neder, but she was engaged. Nis garsha boy b'yoyim, she got divorced on that day. Nis arsa boy b'yoyim, then she got re-engaged that day. She's a very, very, very much heavy in demand. Afilu meya, she got engaged and divorced 100 times in one day.
She's either in demand or not wanted.
Good question, yeah.
Yeah, not wanted, probably. Isn't this tomorrow's death?
It is, but we're doing it because Thursday I'm not here. So we'll do a little bit extra every day, and then Rajansa take over. Avia ubaila ha'achra mefida nedere. Her father and her last husband are entitled to be made for her nedar. In other words, the last husband can be made for the neder she made with the first husband. I tell you, every chassan steps in the shoes of the previous husband, and you have 24 hours to be made for her. This is the rule. As long as she didn't become independent for one moment, her father and her last chasna, that 24-hour period, it's still in the same day, can be made for hunadar. Let's do that on. Not the viarusa avia by loachra mefinadre at the top of the page. The orus mefir bekoidmin beshutvas. We know that an orus cannot not only cancel the nedarim that takes place after they got engaged, but even those took place before you got engaged. Why did you say she was divorced and re-engaged the same day? We're talking about her. The shama orus, the shama of, because the first chasen. We're talking about if the din of 24 hours is from when you heard, not from when you made the neder. But we're talking about a case here where the father heard and the chassan, the original chassan heard. So therefore we have to cram everybody in the same day because it's 24 hours. The clock starts ticking from when the first chassan heard. The shama has to be that day. Not the following day. One of them heard, father or the chassan. If one of them heard, the other one also is 24 hours kicks in. And if they didn't do anything about it, it's over. Then we can have a shaktan gemara. So who's the one who heard, the father or the chassan? This is the rule, says the Ran. She didn't become independent. Either she didn't mature, she became an adult, or she didn't get married. Because if she became over 12 and a half, or if she got married, she's out of the shus of her father. We learned before that by Geddes is no longer shus of her father. But Orus l'chudi l'matzah meifer, and the Orus fiance can no longer be meifer on his own, on the dorim that were made at the time when the Avi and the chassan were there together. Says the Gemara, minolon the Orus achre meifer. How do you know that the last Orus can be meifer in the dorim from the first Orus? So we in the Dorim should need a lot of decision. How do you know that he can do that? Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, "Is the mafesh a pasuk?" It says in the pasuk, same pasuk we had before. V'im hoya siyaliish. If you got married and it says twice kedushin, that means the second kedushin, and then it says unidorea oleh the daughter she already had on her. That means when she goes to the second husband, she already had the daughter from the first husband. The Dorim shehoyu oleh kvar. The dorim that you already had. For anyone, how do you know? Dilma hani mili should like need a lot of decision. Maybe in the dorim that took place before she got engaged to the second guy, he can cancel. But not in the dorim that took place while she was engaged to the first guy. Maybe in the dorim against the first guy had to be mefer. And if it wasn't mefer, fafal. I will the dorim should need a lot of decision like motzi mefer. And if the gemara, my must be for others achren. If the gemara, aleh kroy seiru. The whole word aleh is extra. Obvious that the others is going to break the dorim that happened before. That she came into. So let us actually tell you that even the nedarim she made with the first husband, he also, the first chassan, you can also do it. Okay, Ran. let's just do from the first wide line. But Dilma Hanimi ben Donishal need a lot of Zishan. Shalai Shama, he didn't hear them. Ava ben Donishal need a lot of Zishan. Le Motzi Mefor Zach, maybe he can't step in the Kiva. Then Yil Rishan, maybe once the first Chasen was suitable, was Rei Rau, Le Nisraik Nodishu Shla Oris Achen. Doesn't transfer to the second orders. El love only to the father. We said before, maybe the father can unilaterally do it. Mehekesha the Havayis from this Hekesh we had before. Hilchot Neymar, let us say, then Adarim Shaniru La Oris Ishan, Oris Achen commanded Lesadami. He has no Shaykhis to that Nedir. Umeifarav, only the father. That's Gemara's question. So then I was learning Gemara's question is that not that we're stuck, but maybe the father can do it on unilaterally. Or Inami Neymar, let us say, Kivan the Ika Oris, Veloim Motzi Mefer. Maybe, let's say, there is a second person now involved in her life, but he has no right to be Mefer because he wasn't involved with her when she made the Neder. Of Nami Lamotze Mefer. Maybe the Shaila Gemara was that the father also cannot do it because there's another person involved, but the other person has is handicapped that he can't be involved. The Makam Otis of Lamotze Mefer, where there's an Otis involved, the father cannot do the letter. So either one, the question is, that how do we know that he's not a spoiler, the second Otis? How do you know that he also has the right to be Mefer? Evidran, Allah Kray Sayru. Allah is an additional extra pasik, superfluous. Lame to tell you, Kol Nedarim Shala, any neder she brings into this marriage. Vafilu Nidu La Arasishan, even though it had a connection to the first Aras, it applies. Says Gmaravaitir. Tanya Kavasi Lishmul, we taka learned a Braisa Lakshmul that even those Nedarim that were made with while she was engaged to the first man, the second Chasan has a right to annul them, calls man, it's within the 24 hours. We learn Naida Hamoidosa. It says in the Braise that a Naida Hamoidosa of via Ubaila, say her father, say her husband, my feet in the have the right to revoke her Nadarim. Ketzad. Give a few examples. Shoma of via, her father heard the Neder, now the clock starts ticking, and he straight away, Bahafullah. He annulled the Neder. But because there's a chasen involved, we need the chasen also to annul the neder. V'loy hispik habal lishmoya ad shemes. By the time the husband heard about the neder, the father was dead. So when he is going to be made for it, he has no connection to the father. Then he's ours. So sorry, the father died. Then he's ours boy b'yom, and she got engaged that day. V'filu mei pamim. Avia ubaila achen mefidin the say your father together with whoever the later person is can be made from the dorim. Okay, let's just do over here that answer far. Shama avia v'hafalav lehispik abal lishmoya ad shemes until the father died. And it's arsa baybiyem shemhachi tani baybiyem. Sorry, the husband died. This case is the husband died. The husband died. Yeah. So the father and the father, the chassan was alive, and then yeah, and then the chassan died. But she got engaged to another person. So in this case over here, the father and the second whoever the second chassan is can be made for the neder. Ran pirshuk tzasas of some rishonim want to learn the har baba kamaisa divrei hakli. Not like you just said that that's totally machlekes b'sham bezil. When, you know, it's kolush, and then what do we say? The plukta b'sham b'sil is, you know, how do we understand a half? Is a half a whole of a half or a half of a whole? Be'idr baba b'lchudi, that was only in the other case. We had that's what they want to say. They say, we want to say it's totally unrelated. To mihani, the base hill, how do we understand b'sil before? That he holds that each person, each shutif, is half of the whole. Which means that when the father was made for the neder, he weakened the entire neder. When the chassan died, he wants to know. We said before that the chassan cannot transfer to the father because he only has such a weakened. When he died, he only left behind half of a neder, which is very weak. So he cannot transfer it. So why can one chassan transfer to the second chassan? What's the chilul between a chassan transfer to the father or chassan on the chassan? Why, just like a chassan transfer to the father, he had a machlek shaman hill. That's not the same machlek is here. Chassan to the second chassan. So then I was like, brilliant vote. So he says here, yeah. Dakati's a law of the father's around the bottle, hafara delay, his hafara still is intact. The father's still alive, his hafara is intact. So the whole entire neder now is weakened. Hey, chimotzi over Oris Achel, hafara, how can be made for the hamri basil? Didn't basil say before that it's not transferable? That the moment that when the chassan died, whatever he owns now is non transferable because it's been weakened. He has half of a hole, which is weak. When the father heard and he was made for it. And then the husband died. The ain ha of Yochalah, the father, unilaterally cannot be made for it. Why? Because it's non transferable back to the father. We don't say when the husband dies, his shrik nul shusav goes back to the father. Why? So kivan the ikas lenidah, because it's so weak. Loi chashiva lahayrish love. It's nothing substantial. It's not transferable. Nu vahachinami. What's the chilik transferring it to the father, transferring the second chasen? Kiika of va'orus achr maishna. What's the difference? So therefore, I don't see why don't you want to learn? Why don't these mafarshim want to learn that this, the same machlekes b'sham b'sil we had before when the chasen died, whether it's transferable to the father, is the same machlekes we here, whether it's transferable to the next chasen? However, he said, Ram wants to answer. I understand them very well. There's a chilah between the chasen moving to the father or a chasen to the next chasen. Why? When the chasen is transferring to the father, the role, the relationship between the father and the daughter, or the chasen and the wife, is very different. So it's like a different domain altogether, and it's non-transferable. You're severing this neder. From the oros, you're transferring to another domain altogether. Whenever, because it's so weak, it's not transferable. The second fiancé is stepping into the shoes of the first fiancé as if he is the fiancé. It's not, like I said, another domain. The second oros is an extension of the first one. The kivin the ma'oros la'oros kasi is being handed down from one chasen to the next. Avagav the iklish le'nidrim, though it's weakened, matzi avu ba'al la'hafer. Chayagav la'van tukuhu. That's not called transferring to another rishus. It's considered all the same rishus. It's on the pipeline. Okay, that's how they learn. Okay, case number two, back to the Gemara. Case number two, what about Shama Baila Faket? The husband heard and he was mefer. But the father didn't hear, and the husband now died. So then, now the father is on his own. And he wasn't made for yet. He can now do the chelik of the husband. In other words, it's transferable. We're transferring the chelik of the chasen to the father. How can that be? This can only become a Shammai who says that each one has a whole and a half. Alva Beis Hillel, I mean, and Yachal Hafer. Beis Hillel says it's not transferable. Ran, Shammai Bailam Hafel, Ha Baba Nami Ben Asamai, engaged with Gavna, the Resha Kaimov, Lem Plaga of Hadiresha. It's a continuation of the Resha. The only difference in this in the beginning is the Resha Hafer, of Hacha Hafer. But the only difference is that in the first case, the father revoked the net, in this case, the husband did. Choy Zerav, Mefer Chelke Shabal, the Ovla, Chudi Motze Mefer, the father on his own. The father alone can annul it, even though Lachayda going to get somebody else. But when father's time will come, so we're going to learn over here that even though the second chassan is not involved, it gets transferred back to the father, and the father unilaterally in this case, because the father didn't hear yet. By the time the chassan died, the father hasn't heard yet. So then, when the father's mefer, he takes over total control. It doesn't move on to the second chassan. And Gemara will explain why later. What do you mean he cancels the chelik of the baal? No, but he does both. He does entire hafara, entire revocation. That's no question. I mean, of course, the father has to be made for his own chelik. It doesn't get automatically dissipate. The chelik of shabal, the chiddush is that not the second chas takes over; he takes over. That even though the husband took over his chelik, I feel hachi. Nevertheless, the father goes back umeifin and cancels. Af oisa chelik atzma shabal the chiddush that he takes over the chelik of the husband. Mishum the chimayis lebal but lahafori delay because the husband died. There's nothing left now. Because the husband died, and the father didn't hear the neder, so there's no connection yet to the neder. The only connection neder was the husband, but he's done. He's gone. The whole thing dissipates. Next round, Alav Beis Hillel, Ein Yochel Hafer, of... Bishamai holds. Why does it get transferred to the fathers? Nedarim nami. Nedarim also. Sheniru la'orus. That nedarim that was suitable for the fiance. Nisreik nereshuslav. It still goes back to the father. You know why he holds that? Because the megis gayid is transferable because the chasen had half and therefore he's able to give it over to the father. Beis Hillel holds. Avia ubaila achmefinadura. Basil hold it. No, it's the father and the second chassan that takes over. The chassan cannot transfer to the father, he transfers to the second chassan. But loy megas guys, we don't say there's a half, it's not transferable. And it goes therefore to the second chassan. What is even here? According to Basil, who is canceling the neder? The father together with the second chassan. But whose neder was it? The first chassan. I said, I to Shmuel, that the second chassan can not only deal with the nadarim that took place before they got engaged, he could even deal with the nadarim that took place while she was engaged to somebody else. That's what we're saying from here. Do a little bit around. 2 minutes.
I don't want you to be away from
him. I'm away for 10 days, but he's taking over.
Most of the time, yeah?
All the time. Friday. We'll do Thursday's blood here on Wednesday. So we actually just did tomorrow's blood already. If you have time, we'll do this a very long run here. We'll take bits and pieces out.
Depends on the gap.